it is we do around here. We appreciate it. Much love to each and every one of y'all. We also want to thank our friends over at Chico Velo, supporting bicycling education and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park it safely at their bike valet when available at Thursday Night Market and the Saturday Farmers Market. For more information, visit chicovelo.org. And you can also find them on Facebook. All right, well, with that, let's not take up any more time, ladies and gentlemen. Chico's number one sports talk radio show starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
We are talking about practice, and you know the drill. Jarrell Gilbert alongside me as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, it's been party people.
Rudy is out ducking his bookie once again after a long weekend of bad beats and a mediocre week six. So he's gone. But don't be alarmed. The one, the only, the punching bag of the show, Statman Brad.
Yeah.
A listener actually suggested we throw in Punching Bag Brad from time to time instead of Statman Brad. And I said, you leave the nicknames to us, sir.
I mean, it's not the top tier. I would say
Punch Bag Brad's not awful.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not bad. It's a mouthful.
It's a good C-level like nickname.
Well, and the bag
seashells by the seashore.
Exactly. And the bag with the Brad is it's going to get
tongue twister.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Hey, you know what? At least the fans are trying. I want to see better. I know they can do better. Let's hear it, guys.
All right.
Figure out a better name.
You've been challenged, ladies and gentlemen.
You've been put to the test. You've been called to commission, y'all.
Yeah.
You've been commissioned to come up with better nicknames. So
there you go.
Do your part.
Step up or step down.
All right. So we all know the Houston Astros are a bunch of dirty cheaters, right?
A couple years ago.
I mean, we can agree there.
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's a new team.
Yeah, it's a new team.
The core's still there. So
Altuve,
but who?
Bregman,
okay.
Verlander. I mean, there's a lot of the big stars that are still there. Yeah, you don't have Correa's in Toronto.
Correa's in Toronto. They replaced him with somebody who's just as good, apparently.
Yeah, Springer's out of there.
Springer's gone, and they got somebody nice too.
Two of your majority of your core from there is gone, but still,
they still got some of the same squad.
Still got some cheaters.
Well, here's why we should all be rooting for them in the World Series.
Dusty Baker, right?
Of course not.
Oh, well, see, that's the reason why I'm rooting for them. I want to see Dusty get
I would like to see Dusty.
Reason why, because he deserves a championship.
That's the only reason why I'm, Phillies, great run. You have a fantastic run, special team, but I wanted it for Dusty. As a Dodger fan, it's weird, but I seem like, dude, Dusty is Dusty. And he has brought so many teams to the brink of that World Championship, that World Series, and has fallen short time and time again. You Giants fans know him well. He took y'all's 2002 team, and you guys failed him.
We sure did.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, JT Snow.
Oh, man, yes.
Rich Aurelio.
Yes.
Like, what is this right now? Pathetic.
Yeah, it was rough.
Jason Schmidt. I'm trying to think of your team back then right there. Obviously, Barry Bonds, he did Barry things.
Jeff Kent.
Jeff Kent, good call.
No one likes Jeff Kent.
That's I was going to say. No one liked Jeff Kent.
Does anyone like Jeff Kent?
No. They liked him when we got him, and then he started talking and hating on the rest of the team. And he didn't like Barry. Both Barry and him hated each other, but they were so good together. Like back to back in the lineup.
They were a good 1-2 punch.
Yeah. That,
David Bell was on that squad,
yep,
too.
There you go.
Well, I forgot about him.
So yeah, he was the one that grabbed Dusty Baker's kid at home plate.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Yeah. Good call. Yep.
All right. So why are you rooting for the Astros?
Well, it's not so much rooting for the Astros as I'm rooting for America.
Okay.
And this is why. There is no better indication of the U.S. going into a recession than Philadelphia winning the World Series.
Yes, that's...
That 1929, the Philadelphia Athletics at the time won the World Series. You guys remember what happened in 1929?
Vividly. Like I was there.
Yeah. The Great Depression.
Woo! That was a fun time in our lives.
Then it was, 1980... The Philadelphia Phillies won for the first time as the Phillies, and we went into a recession. Now, fast forward to 2008 and the great collapse of the housing market, the Phillies won the World Series. So I'm not rooting so much for the Astros as I'm rooting for America.
I think Philadelphia is rooting for the Astros because they don't want that reputation anymore, because I feel like we're on an economic... Did I just go again? Is that my?
Your mic's low.
Let's try this one.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening here.
That's gonna be mic one. So we're gonna bring that one up. Bring that one down. We're gonna try this.
How are we doing now?
Oh, that's so much better.
So much better. Okay, I think Philadelphia's rooting. It still doesn't sound right, but Philadelphia's rooting for the Astros because they don't want to be on that stigma anymore. You know, they want, like, you know what? Let Houston bring down the market. You know, let Houston be the one, be like, you know what? It's Houston's fault, not Philadelphia. That would be a very heavy play, but like, yo, you know what? We're doing this for the greater good right now, you know, just to get that stigma off, that little stink off. Hopefully we're sounding good right now. It's not too stinky in this place, but the Philadelphia, definitely, they're doing well. They went on a run. They're showing that wild card, luster right there. And your mic is out right now, I think. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah, I'm not hearing really Drew in mine. Is that?
I switched up. I thought you were 2 and he was 3. That's where I messed up. I was like, why is your mic not working?
All right, we're good. Everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy. Everyone's good.
Amateur hour here.
All right.
Welcome.
We do radio. We've only been doing
this
show
for a week,
and this
is what happens.
This is what happens. Yeah.
Don't ever leave us.
I can see Philadelphia being like, you know what? I don't want the stink. I want Houston to take the blame.
Yeah.
They already have a lot of blame on them for being the cheaters that they allegedly were. Not allegedly were. They were found as being cheating. That being said, there was cheating probably going rampant throughout the league, but they got caught. All right, nobody else got caught, and that's what matters. All right, if you get caught, you're guilty.
I also just don't want to see Bryce Harper get in a ring. That is a huge thing for me. I do not want to see that man get a ring.
What do you have against Bryce Harper so much?
He's got a very punchable face, and I don't want that type of person winning a World Series.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree with you in the fact that he has a very douchey face for sure.
And
he's
got
a douchey image about him.
And I like the fact that he left the team. Or Washington, and then they went on to win a World Series. I was like, that was poetic justice.
That
I
was a
it.
Nice little...
yeah, that was great.
Top. But I will say, what he's doing right now with this
Philadelphia it's incredible.
Team, he is earning that reputation he had when he was 16 as the next incoming star.
Yep.
He earned that Sports Illustrated magazine. He's doing it right now.
He's earning his keep.
In a spectacular fashion. The fact that he is... The batting average that he has, I want to say he's like 481 for the postseason right now. He's got five or six home runs, none bigger than the one he hit in Game 5 to put them over the top in the eighth inning over the Padres. That was a really... For being only a 5-game series, they put on a good show. The Phillies and the Padres put on a good show.
Agreed.
The games are entertaining as hell. Philadelphia, my goodness, you show a resolve that is... hard to become by in this time. That's how you win October baseball, is you're never out of it.
Yeah.
And the Phillies, there are times I'm like, oh, this game's over. Padres got it. They're going. I thought in that one, they're going in that game 5 in particular, they're going to be going back to San Diego. But no, the Phillies kept on trucking. They kept doing what Philly with that.
The Padres had some chances even in the. Top of the ninth there, they had a runner on.
They did. And then Trent Grisham is
down too. Yeah,
he's going to face a lot of scrutiny within the San Diegans.
Yeah,
and the media for being a bunt attempt with 2 guys on, 1 out.
Yeah,
with a tying run.
What happened there?
It was interesting hearing Melvin's Bob Melvin's account afterwards saying that he talked to Grisham about doing said play. I didn't hear Grisham's story of it afterwards, but I feel Melvin was kind of covering for his guy because Grisham had been in a terrible slump and he got himself on it, tried to think he was, I think he was trying to bunt for a hit there. But either way, you had two chances to try to get the tie and run in, and one of them you faltered by just moving him over.
Yeah.
And that was a pathetic move. So you dug your own grave. Philadelphia, rejoice.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. We can't have Philly win. I cannot watch Kyle Schwarber celebrate. It's just gonna piss me off to no end.
I'm okay.
I cannot stand Kyle Schwarber. I can't stand the Phillies. As a matter of fact, I hate the Phillies.
In Philadelphia,
I think
in general.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't like the town. Brotherly love is not really brotherly love.
Have you
over
been there?
There?
I was gonna say that seems. No,
I've never been there.
Well, how do you hate a place you've never been?
Because how they celebrate. I just don't like how they celebrate.
Well, Philly fans are notoriously for being terrible people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that they grease the poles in Philly,
and it still didn't matter.
Well, I think they try to grease poles everywhere they go.
Mm.
But you know, Philadelphia, stand up. You guys did your part. You went to the World Series. It's exciting times. But I'm with you, Giroux.
I just don't like the team.
You know, I
don't like their fans.
What is a Philly? Your fanatic annoys the hell out of me at times. Like I was very peed by the fanatic, the Philly fanatic in that game, because he's just I don't like they have that free range and you tarnish the view as me as a viewer.
Yeah,
I don't want to see the back of my mascot's ass as I'm trying to watch this big moment. If you're watching the replay, you saw Philly standing on top of the dugout while Bryce Harper hit his home run. Blocking the view of probably 20 to 30 people or so.
The Philly fanatic, bit of a look at me, Louie.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I think he felt like he's the king of MLB mascots, which he probably is. He's probably the most iconic. But this is also someone who's not a big fan of mascots to begin with.
I would take the Braves freeze in that sprint over the Philly fanatic.
I would take the Astros mascot. I think he's fun.
I don't even know who that is.
That's
Astro.
What is he?
He's just like he's.
Isn't he Orbit? No, his name is Orbit.
Oh, sorry, that's right.
Orbit.
At Orbit. That's
Orbit
right.
Is his name. Yeah. Again, mascots, there can be cute, but again, at the same point in time, they go overboard many times. And I think that the fanatic definitely feels he's. Mm-hmm. And all
he
accounts,
is
I
an
think,
adorable mascot, I gotta
Orbit?
Say.
Orbit? Yeah.
Orbit's
and he's cute. And he has a lot of fun with the opposing players and the fans. And he's not annoying.
I mean, apparently, Fanatic, obviously, he's developed a reputation. I think. No, wait. I'm thinking of I'm thinking of basketball now because there was a report that came out that some mascot was getting like double the amount of all the other mascots, and I want to say it was the Denver Nuggets mascot.
Oh,
I
that would right. That would make sense.
Rocky or something.
Rocky. Yeah. That would make sense. Somebody, yeah.
But there is a mascot in the world of mascots that is making buku bucks because he does something.
Well, listen, I knew his name. I don't know most of the team's mascots' names.
Yep.
So there you
Denver
go.
Denver mascot makes 620. 5K.
What?
Yeah. 600,000.
Harry the Hawk.
Well, if that's double what other guys are making, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, it is double.
I will absolutely go dress up like an a-hole and go dunk basketballs off a trampoline for 300K. Yeah.
Harry the Hawk for Atlanta Hawks, 600K.
Oh, wow.
Benny the Bull, 400K. Go the gorilla. The Suns mascot.
The Suns,
200K.
What?
And Hugo the Hornet, 100K. Top five right there.
Well,
so it's a six-figure job, essentially.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Well,
but
if you're the number one, like if you're the top.
Well, And thinking about it, like statistically speaking, you have a better job of playing in the NBA than you do making it as a mascot.
That is true.
Yeah.
There are less mascots than there are NBA players. And but at the same point in time, you probably. I wouldn't be surprised if the mascot's probably like the most athletic person on the court at any point in time.
They are pretty athletic.
They kind of have to be.
But also dunk without a trampoline then. Then I'll be really impressed.
Well, I mean, they're being thrown up from the three-point line.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see.
You know what? Yeah. Defy gravity. Yeah. Throw physics out the window. Let's do it.
Yeah,
right now.
That's
come
right.
on. All right.
I want to see a mascot go off the glass and East Bay dunk it. Okay.
I do wonder how many mascots the people in there can actually dunk a basketball.
I would imagine most.
You would have to think so.
Yeah.
Because you got to put your body through quite a bit of training and rigor. So you got to be in your peak athletic.
You cannot be unathletic and jump. Trampoline or no trampoline from the 3-point line and go between the legs or do a flip and dunk. You know, you got to be pretty athletic.
I mean, if you can flip, you've got athletic ability than most people in this world.
Yeah.
If you can just do a basic flip.
100%.
Yeah.
I would like to be a mascot who gets injured in front of everyone because that'll be viral and you'll just hear me cussing. That would be incredible. Like, I do a flip and I break my leg as I'm trying to dunk and you just hear me come down and yell, "Oh, F!" in front of everyone. That'd be great. And did you have something for us?
I was going to say, I'm looking to confirm reports, but NFL, the highest paid mascot is the Dallas Cowboys mascot at $65,000 in comparison.
The stupid cowboy?
Yeah.
Well, I will say they do not definitely.
But
they
everyone
don't do
well,
it
they
as
do
much.
Way less games.
They do
yeah.
way less.
Everyone yeah. else makes like right around $50,000 a year.
Not to mention, the cowboy ain't Duncan. You know,
no,
he
no.
Might, he might run on the field and dance with the cheerleaders, like, and that's not worthy of. 60
no, not years. At no. all. Not
Actually,
at all.
You should pay them to dance with the cheerleaders. I feel.
Yeah, the NBA mascots I feel do the most.
They do some work.
I like the hockey mascots too. Big fan of SJ Sharkey. Let's talk. Let's move this on now. Yeah, can we talk some football?
Mascots, yeah.
Yeah, enough mascot talk. Let's
World
talk some
Series,
football.
We'll say World Series yes. set. Phillies, Astros. The fact that it's set now this quick, fantastic for baseball. We don't need elongated ALCSs when both of them went this quick. Fantastic for a sweep. Suck it, Yankees. Suck it.
You did say from the jump that you thought Houston had a really good chance.
I do, yeah,
to come out of the AL, and they did.
They
so,
are. So Houston, they're probably the best team, but. Philly is probably the hottest team, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great yeah, World Series enough. Matchup. Let's move on now.
All right. Let's talk about your Green Bay Packers, Brad. Man, y'all look terrible. Poop, and that's poop. Coming from a Niners fan.
How is Washington have 3 wins? I want to know that. How the hell? This just shows how to show you how bad the NFL is. The fact that Washington has 3 wins.
How did
they
we
beat two other teams other than the Packers? Yeah. How have they beat two other teams?
How have we lost to the Jets and Washington is my question. I just don't know.
You guys suck. That's why. The and Packers are not good.
They're I will not, say Jets kind of good.
They're
borderline
yeah.
fun. I'm good defense.
Who's their best quarterback right now? Zach Wilson? I mean, like,
no, Wilson's trash. Joe Flacco, not much better, but their defense is really good. Unfortunately, their number one running back went down. Breece Hall had been balling.
Did he really?
Yeah, oh, he's out for the season.
Well, it was good while it lasted for them.
Yeah, so he's out. But, let's go back to your Damn. Packers. Damn. I see what you try to do there.
I mean, I really try to work that, you know. But it's, I mean, there's no excuses. Aaron should have retired last year. There's no excuses anymore. It's awful.
What's happening? What is your best theory as to what's happening there? Because Adams doesn't explain all of
that. No. It came down to, in my opinion, my dad and I were talking about this, is he had a lot of new guys coming into this year. He decided not to practice with them. He decided not to do preseason games. And now he's just trying to, on the fly, figure it out. And it's really showing. Last year, he could figure it out because most of the guys that he had were mainstays. And you also can kind of hide a lot of things from Devontae Adams. This year, you can't. You don't have anything. You had your best tight end out for a couple games. Cobb is not going to do anything by himself. He's not that type of guy. He's a number two, number three guy at best. And, I mean, that's what it comes down to. He didn't practice with the team preseason, and it shows. It really does.
Yep.
And he's starting to look and act a lot like Brett Favre at the end of his career.
Well, we haven't seen him send any Dick Cheney picks yet.
No, and he hasn't quit and then retired, but he's pulling the whole prima donna BS.
You think his is bigger than Brett Favre's?
I think so.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Yeah. He's got a little more BDE than Brett Favre does.
Well, and Brett Favre's also going to end up in jail at some point.
I mean, if he doesn't, I want to put him there myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by jail, I mean 6 feet under, because he's a trash. That's trash, man. If you don't know his story about what Brett Favre did,
Google Brett Favre right now.
Awful.
He's stealing money from the poor folks down in Mississippi, the poorest state in this.
I was, it's not the poor folks. It's the poorest folks.
The poorest of folks, literally stealing from the poor. So read that story. We've talked about it on the show before, but it's disgusting what he's doing. But, man, the Packers, to lose at home to the Jets and then follow that up by losing to the Commanders – man,
The fact that we're still in the running for a wild card position is beyond me. We should be.
Do you know the name of the quarterback you lost to yesterday?
Wasn't it Heinicke? It was. Yeah. Heinicke. I was like, wait, did Heinicke get injured?
Yeah.
I know who he was.
Okay.
He's a solid quarterback for them. Best they've had in a long time.
Better than Carson Wentz, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the gospel right there.
So it's like, I know who he is, and he's a solid, like, maybe top 20, top 30 quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers, of all people, should not be losing to him, but like that.
But yeah, that was gross.
That was the only game that was on my TV.
You poor soul.
When I was on the Sunday Football World, and I was like, you know what, this is trash. Packers probably will handle it when the game started. I think nothing of the Commanders. You know, nothing. Really, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But then again, I forgot that Carson Wentz wasn't there, so that actually makes me think of them something
better. Like, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Not having Carson Wentz is a boost up for them. And sure enough, it actually turned out to be a decent game just of how bad Green Bay was. And you can just revel in that fact.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Of Aaron Rodgers living up to the haircut that he's rocking right now. That's just trash.
And I gotta say, McLaren's actually been doing really well this year for them.
Yeah.
Like, he's been...
Oh, McLaurin?
Yeah. Or McLaurin.
Scary Terry McLaurin. Yes. Yeah. He is a nice piece, and he had a huge reception on that final drive by the Commanders to seal that victory for them. So,
yeah.
Hey, shouts to the Commanders. You guys won three games.
Yeah.
Like, how?
Same as you tied with the Niners in that aspect. So, that's cool.
I mean, this amount of teams that I'm looking at there that have victories, multiple victories.
Yeah.
My Panthers being one of them. Like, how the hell do they have two victories? I mean, obviously, Tom Brady's ass and wishes...
Yeah, what happened there? Tom Brady and the Bucks there put up 3 points against your Panthers, which is no offense.
Against an XFL quarterback.
Yeah.
PJ Walker!
Well,
PJ!
Hold on. I think that's diminishing him. An XFL MVP quarterback.
Okay, there you go.
He was. give Tom Brady his due diligence, yeah. Give him his credit. But yeah, PJ Walker, 21-3 over the Bucks. And I got to feel... That video of Tom Brady yelling at his lineman went viral. If you haven't seen it already, get out of the rock you're living underneath of.
Yep.
And I really think that was a detriment. If granted, I can be hypothetical all I want because I'm not in that situation. I would yell whatever I want because I don't really put myself really in the situation. I just think what I would want to do.
Right.
And if I was a lineman in that situation, I'd be like, Tom Brady, do you want to retire for real right now? Because I will make you retire for real if you continue this conversation. Okay? Because that week when he did it, Tom Brady had himself a week. He was over at Robert Kraft's wedding on a Friday, decided not to fly with his team on the Saturday to wherever they lost at. I can't remember where they lost. Where was that? Pittsburgh. Was it in Pittsburgh they lost?
Yeah, they lost
to Pittsburgh. They went to Pittsburgh. Didn't fly with his team to Pittsburgh. Wasn't there on the Saturday walkthroughs at all, which you can say Tom Brady doesn't need it. But when you yell at your teammates and he's not there...
It's a bad look no matter who you are.
Bad look yelling at them no matter what.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, you might think, oh, it's Tom Brady. If he's yelling at you, it's a righteous yell. It's like, no, that's a selfish yell right now. Tom Brady realizing that he's made all the wrong choices this year, and he's letting out his frustration on the lineman. And as a lineman, I'd be like, you know what, man? I'm going to sit on you right now. I'm just going to sit on you and shut up.
Yeah.
I would have let the next play. I would have slipped a guard.
Like, run straight through. I thought we were.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were
run blocking
to the
here.
Left. Yeah.
I got a hot take with
Tom Brady. Greatest of all time, not the best QB of all time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, because obviously you put him in the situations that he has, he's winning those championships. But there are QBs, I think, that are definitely more spectacular in their way. That if you put him in those situations that Tom Brady's had, they probably would still be, they would be lifting up those rings as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Keeping it moving through the NFL this past weekend, the Niners, man, worst defensive game we've had in over 337 games, the Niners defense. I have been doing this wonderful thing for my life and my stress level where when I know the game's over, I just turn it off. I don't need to watch all the way through the third and fourth quarter. Why do that to myself? When we went down 11, I said, this game's over. I'm out. Y'all hit me up if anything changes, which I knew it wouldn't, but just an emergency SOS. Throw your boy a lifeline in case, but I knew it was done. The Niners are not a team that's built to mount great comebacks when you have Jimmy G at the helm. And while we're here, let me actually hit this real quick.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Let me turn that up. Let's just run it back one more time. All right?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Niners fans saying we should be 6-1. That's a really dumb argument, and it looks really pathetic. Please stop doing that, all of you. And a fan of any team, when you're like, well, we could have... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We could have won a championship. Does it matter at all? Okay? Patrick Mahomes could have 3 Super Bowl titles, or he could have none. He has one. Okay? No one's like, well, Jimmy G and the Niners almost beat him that one. No one cares. Stop saying we could be 6-1. We should be 6-1. The fact of the matter is, the Niners traveled to Chicago, played like poop in that monsoon, lost. We traveled to Denver, played like poop against another team that looks like poopy poop butt soup, lost. Eat the L's. Stop saying we should be, we could be, whatever, whatever. We got blown out in Atlanta by Marcus Mariota. I don't want to hear what our record could be anymore. That's it. I'm just...
Yeah. I feel you. No,
I have a lot of friends in my life who are like, well, you know, we could be 5-2 or 6-1. No, we should be exactly where we are.
This is coming off the heels of that big trade of shipping Christian McCaffrey
right.
back to the California coast.
Not all bad news. We got CMC.
You got CMC. You got to love that right there. Yeah. I, as a Panther fan, knew CMC was leaving, so I was prepared for it.
It made sense, too.
It did. Yeah, there's no need for the guy to be on that
rebuild.
Team.
You guys got to rebuild.
You have no offense structure to build around him, and trying to build around that guy is not the right piece.
Agreed.
While he's a great piece, he's not the right piece for us. I was scared initially, though, because there was talks of CMC going along with stud Brian Burns from the defensive line of us. And I hated that trade because I was don't
Brian
lose.
Burns is a beast.
Do not lose Brian Burns. He is someone to hang on to. He is somebody I feel you can build. He can be a huge piece on a defensive line that is necessary for you to become a dominant force in the league. And I'm glad they just got rid of CMC, kept Brian Burns, because I want it. Our defense actually has potential.
Have you seen Brian Burns... mouthpiece.
His mouthpiece?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
It's a nice mouthpiece.
Please look it up and then tell the audience what his mouthpiece says, because I was just going to blurt it out, but I think your reaction in real time will be better. But yeah, no, I agree. They should not have got rid of him. That would have been a horrible, because he's young.
He's 24 years old.
Yeah, you can build your defense around that
second
guy.
Second year in there.
No,
he would have been a huge pickup. If you guys got those two guys, there was talks of getting rid of Trey Lance along with a couple draft pick for Christian McCaffrey and Brian Burns.
Yeah.
And if you guys got them, I thought that would have been a huge up for you guys, because you got two plug-in players on both sides of the ball that could be dynamic in huge ways for you. And I think you would need it, because your defense is definitely hurt. You've lost a couple of guys on that line. You pair him up with the likes of like a Fred Warner, have Bosa on the side of him.
Right, that's a problem.
That would be nasty. That would be a nasty defense.
Yeah, so then we're on the Bills level of a defensive line.
You really
lines.
Would be. And as a Panther fan, I'm happy we kept Brian Burns, because he's a guy I like a lot. But I think as Niners fans, I'm sure you'd rather, I don't know. Would you have rather gotten rid of Trey Lance and had Brian Burns?
It's hard to say, because we don't know what Brian Burns is. I will say about the
Niners.
You don't
really know what Trey Lance is either.
That's what I meant. Sorry, that's what I meant. We don't know what Trey Lance is. The thing I appreciate about the Niners front office is they see mediocrity everywhere they look in the NFL. In the NFC, there's one good team, in my opinion. That's the Eagles.
Giants, baby. Come on. Giants.
No one believes in Danny Dimes. Come on, man. I mean, they are 5-1.
They are 5-1.
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Danny Dimes has thrown for like 4 touchdowns this season. No one's scared of that team.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I think the Niners front office looked around and said, there's no one who is unbeatable in the NFC. And all you got to do is, if we're fortunate enough, you got to just beat the Chiefs or the Bills once.
Yeah.
Right?
That's all.
Like, you don't have to play them multiple times. You don't have to go to Kansas City and then go through Buffalo.
You don't have to step over them to get to the Super Bowl.
Nothing.
No.
Exactly. You'd only meet them in the Super Bowl besides this regular season meeting. You haven't found
Couldn't find it. I mean, the only thing I could find that might be is you should win Want to win your sleep? Is that
no? Okay. He has a mouthpiece that says "Danger, beware of dog."
That's
in the same writing you'd put up on your fence.
That is great. I love badass. That.
You got that dog in him.
He's definitely got that dog in him.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I would be scared if I lined up against him, and I looked up, saw that in his mouth.
100%. But back to the Niners real quick. The one thing I really do like about the CMC move is that the Niners front office said, why not us? Why not us? We don't fear the Cowboys. We don't fear anyone in the NFC. So why not take a swing big? And I appreciate that. I'd rather my team dismantle its future trying to win now if they believe they can. I didn't love the move in the moment, but when I really stepped back and thought about it, I was like, well, listen, at least we're trying. We're doing something.
You're trying to win now.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
Is winning now with Garoppolo going to happen?
Probably not, no.
But you're giving him at least a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're giving him the type of piece, I think, that he would need to feel a lot more comfortable.
Jimmy G threw a 5-yard Hail Mary yesterday. Did you guys see that interception?
No.
The Niners punt the ball. The guy muffs it, so we get it back on like the 10-yard line. So maybe it was 10 yards. And I believe it was on second or third down. Instead of going up with less than a minute left, kicking the field goal there, Jimmy G on third down is getting pressured. Oh, and he had a wide-open Jeff Wilson. I mean, wide-open Jeff Wilson right in front of him. He decided, I think it was George Kittle to throw to, and just threw up a Hail Mary that, of course, got intercepted. And it just made me laugh, and I was like, why do I root for this team? And then I went about my day. After that, I'd watched no more Niners football for the rest of the day, and it was great. And I'm just telling you guys, here's a big life hack. If you are too invested in your team, feel free to turn off the TV. It's okay.
Oh, I turn away in the big moments. Whenever my team's on, I can't
watch.
You do? For the Dodger playoff, I can listen to it in the background.
But you can't.
I'll judge myself on the ebbs and flows of the crowd.
Okay.
I can't watch
you
it.
You can't
when
watch
it's in a
it.
Serious
really?
Moment. Like
that's
I can't,
amazing.
Especially when we're pitching. When we're pitching, I got zero faith. I'm like, no, I can't watch this. I can't. I'm terrible. I'm really just. It gets you. It really does. It locks you in. And I hate the fact that I am that controlled. My emotions are that controlled by such a superficial act.
I get it.
Of playing a sport, of throwing a ball.
What's your thing that you do when your team's pitching? Like, do you just go clean the dishes? Do you just
I'll maybe go to a different program and like have it, or that I'll just be on my phone. Really,
and you just kind of have a mental timer
in that, or I'll just have the noise
have it in
on.
The background, yeah.
And if I hear, it depends on like obviously for home we're away. I want to hear crowd noise or I don't.
Yeah.
When I hear crowd noise, and I want to hear it. I'm like yes. When I don't, I'm like, turn it off.
That's fair.
If I'm hearing crowd noise, I'm like, this is not crowd noise I want to hear. Turn it off.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. All right.
We're pathetic.
We all are. I get it, man. Yeah. I don't know why, as grown men, we're still so attached to these things. There's probably some deep-rooted stuff there that I'm not going to pay
we like getting
to
hurt.
Figure out.
I mean, we all, everybody's, as guys, we're, the idea of camaraderie, team, of sports. We really buy into it. It's your hometown. Hopefully, it's one you're rooting for.
Yeah.
You kind of have that vested interest of like, hey, they're representing me.
Right.
Not really, but in some way, they kind of are.
Sure. I get it.
But still,
it's pathetic. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
My fiance is super happy that both college football, baseball playoffs, basketball, and the NFL are all going on at the same time.
That's
hockey nice, just started.
That is a nice thing to have. I'm trying to get maybe start watching a lot of hockey now.
Yeah,
because I can't watch the Lakers. Like that's just
trash. Oh, we got to get to the Lakers.
Yeah,
in a bit.
Yeah.
We got to get to the Lakers in a bit. Speaking of getting to something in a bit, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Drew. Derek, Statman Brad, Punchbag Brad, we're all here. Rudy is out ducking his bookie right now. That happens when you take bad parlays. We want to give a shout out to our friends over at Tava Art Glass Studio, who's never taken a bad parlay. They're always a surefire bet. Wham, wham, wham! So Tava Art Glass Studio. Creating art glass since 1977. Satava Art Glass Studio, and Gallery at 819 Wall Street in Chico. They are open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4 p.m. You can also shop online 24/7 at satava.com. Online orders ship out daily. All right, there you have it. Friends and family. Yes, sir.
It's not going to get easier for the Packers. I just looked at our next game. We're playing the Bills in Buffalo.
That's right. Look at the rest of your schedule. We could do a quick little win-loss analysis if you'd like.
Yep. Buffalo, loss. Lions, toss-up. Cowboys, I'm going to give
them say the Lions have fallen off. That should be a dub.
I could see them trying to like really come after him, like, you know, Hail Mary this.
Wait, didn't they lose St. Brown?
They did. They
okay, never mind. Take that back. Yeah. So we're Bills loss, Lions win, Cowboys win, Titans. I'm going to give them a win on
you're
that
giving
one.
Cowboys, you're giving a win over the Cowboys
the
like
Cowboys
that?
Have the second-best defense in the league. And probably the MVP.
And Dak Prescott's probably coming back right at that point.
Fine, I'll give him a toss up on the Cowboys.
I can't believe we just defended the Dallas Cowboys.
That was weird. I was like, wait a minute, hold on.
You looked more confused than we did.
Yeah, I was like, what am I doing right now?
What is happening?
I must have just channeled Jarrell's auntie in me right now. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm fighting for the Cowboys. Yeah.
That felt weird.
But I think I want to see Aaron Rodgers be decimated this year.
Yeah. I see maybe 4 more wins this year.
So you got,
So we'll be seven-win team.
Seven-win team?
I could see a seven-win team.
Wow.
Because I think the Eagles are going to take us.
Bears, you win.
The Bears, there's a win. Lions, there's a win. And the second game for the Lions, that's 3 wins right there.
Yeah, you can beat the Vikings.
We may beat the Rams, depending on how they're going.
No, Rams are
and
trash.
And Titans, Cowboys. That's our 4th win.
I would take Aaron Rodgers over Matthew Stafford right now.
Maybe 5 at the most, depending on how we do.
I don't know what teams are good this year.
I know what teams are bad, and it's like all of them. Like most of, I think most teams are not.
Everyone's
good.
Mediocre.
Yeah. A lot of mediocrity.
Except for the Bills.
Sea of mediocrity. The Chiefs, Bills, and Eagles, all good.
I'd say Miami, when they actually have a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And they wear the right uniforms.
Yeah. That's correct.
Because they've got a solid defense.
Uniforms last night were fire.
Yep.
Clean. Yeah. So, and the end zones they painted out there.
Yeah. Brilliantly done.
It was delicious.
All right. There's a little football schedule talk, which I know all of you were highly anticipating.
Packer fans are hating us right now.
They really are. Yeah. I bring on the hate.
Stop talking!
Yeah.
I told them, wait. 15 years of hurt. It's coming.
I will lick your tears. Let's get into a segment that we are all anticipating. Derek Scott, the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Just got one story for y'all, because this one, it takes a lot. It takes a lot, and we're going to get into it right now. So we're going to keep it local. And when I say local, we keep it Houston. So we're going over to Houston, Texas. So locally means country.
Okay.
We're in the country. We're not going international yet. We're staying within the borders. So we're going over to Houston, where my man, he's actually not my man. I do not credit this man as my man. He is just a man. Lucio Diaz. He is a janitor at a school where an anonymous woman is working. She wanted to remain anonymous in this story, but she is claiming, and there's video proof of Lucio Diaz dipping his genitals into a water cup drinking by this woman.
Whoa. He teabagged her tea.
They got extra tea in there.
Yeah.
He got some extra tea. All right.
He's like, oh, you wanted a water? How about a nice tea?
There we go. That's what I'm looking for right now. But, again, this anonymous woman got a little more than she bargained for when she drank her drink and realized, claiming to say, that she got herself an STD.
Oh.
Now, it doesn't say what STD, because I'm actually trying to wonder, like, what STD would one get from dipping one's genitals into a drink and then drinking said drink? Other than just, like, disgust and, like,
yeah,
I guess funky smell.
Ugh.
You know?
Yuck.
But she got an STD, claiming to get an STD from this situation. Now, she obviously complained, and there was footage of her office It does show my man. Not fucking. I want to say my man. This is not my man. This is a dude.
Keep saying my man.
This is a dude that's out there that I want nothing to do with. But at the same point in time, I wonder what she did to cause him to do this. There's no real backstory. A lot of questions are being asked on me as to what led to this encounter. Is Lucio slightly off and just sees something and wants to put his nuts on it? I don't know. Or is there some history between this Lucio Diaz and the teacher? Maybe.
If we were betting, right, we'd go in with that, right?
I would think there's got to be some history.
There's got to be some history.
Not to mention, said woman is definitely, she is a white woman. Mm. And, you know, they like to fluff things up and make it seem like they're always the victim, you know? Looking at you, white women, right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, I feel like if someone dunks their testicles into your drink,
you definitely would play a victim.
You would be a victim
there. Yes, yeah. Unless you did something really bad that was like, you know what, here's a slight little repayment for...
That's fair, yeah.
For a little... Are you now just...
What did I miss? Right? Yeah, because I was taking care of figuring out our international correspondent. Aaron on, but like I didn't hear balls
yeah,
in
no,
a...
Yeah, no, there is a janitor over Houston, Texas. Lucio Diaz is accused of dipping his genitals into a woman's drink and her contracting... contracting an STD.
Contracting an STD.
Yes. From said incident.
Damn.
Doesn't say what STD. Again, I want to know. I there's a lot. Is it? And it does say that she will live with this STD forever. So
okay, that's an STD.
So that's.
There's an STI and STD. STIs you can get rid of.
Touche. Touche. Yeah. So yeah, it is. So
that was something we were never taught in high school. It was always an STD, and then when we hit college, there was two separations.
My
interesting.
Goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Either way, careful what you drink, y'all. Okay? I don't know. Cover your drinks.
That's the key.
Yeah. Keep your drinks covered. Yeah. Lids on. Maybe keep them with you. If you were out of the womb. When you are out of the womb and out of the room, both of them, protect yourself. You know?
Yeah.
Look
protect
out.
Your neck, kid.
Protect
and
your neck. I would say, Lucio, protect your nuts, man, because someone's going to be coming for those soon, man.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's slightly vile. Not slightly vile. That is vile. Very vile.
But thank
you. I got to know the history, though. There's a lot of questions. I want to know what led to this. There's a chance maybe Lucio is just crazy, but I want to believe that there's definitely a history between these two. He doesn't like her. She hates him. He thinks she's a racist. She thinks he is some illegal immigrant that shouldn't be here, which is illegal. But that's not the point. The point is, nuts were in a drink. She drank them. She got drunk.
I see what you did there, and I really appreciate that.
And there you go. That's the news, y'all.
Well done. Beautiful. Well done.
All right. Let's bring on the little Justin Bieber instrumental for our foreign correspondent, the one and only Aaron, who joins us each week to catch us up on the sports we didn't pay enough attention to. And of course, just class up the show a little bit. Enough nuts talk. Let's talk to Aaron. Hello!
How's it going, guys?
We're doing good. Fantastic, yeah. I think. Yeah,
It's a Monday.
Yeah,
it's kind of cold out here now.
Yeah, which is nice.
We got fall weather approaching.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Congrats. It snowed here yesterday, so just, you know, it is like a foreign country.
Yeah, definitely is. Yeah. Oh, yep. We don't do that too much over here in the Chico land.
What is snow? Wait, you ski on it? Oh, okay. I do different type of ski.
Oh.
I was going to say you play hockey on it, but you know.
Yeah, okay.
You get snow pretty much throughout the rest until what? Springtime now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It didn't really stick. So it's not so bad, but the mountains will have snow on them until June.
Oh, that's very cool.
Until the end of the basketball season, there will be snow on the mountains.
Wild.
It's pretty wild.
That is crazy to think of. All right, Aaron, it's that time of the year. Hockey just started, so we're going to do a quick hockey update.
Puck yeah!
Hockey. So start of the season about 2 weeks ago, it started. We talked about how Tampa was going to play the Rangers. They ended up losing, which hopefully is not indicative of Tampa's season, but it's off to a rocky start at 3-3 for Tampa. We'll see how it goes. Colorado, same thing, off to kind of a rocky start. They're 3-2-1. They lost to the Kraken on Saturday, which is like really disheartening. Not a great sign. And the Kraken are looking decent, which is, you know, like gives you hope for a new team. It's tough to see a new team come into the league and just, you know, be decimated year after year. So hopefully they have a better season. Another interesting team, I think, is the Philadelphia Flyers. They started 3-0 and they're now 4-2. Philadelphia, they're like having a great few couple weeks. And I know you guys were hating on them, but I love Philadelphia and I hope the Flyers win it all. I like
the Philadelphia Flyers because of Eric Lindros back in the day. What's going on with the San Jose Sharks? Why are they so trash?
You know what? They are trash, but can I tell you a great story? They went to open the season in the Czech Republic. It's kind of a thing that they do. So it was the Sharks and the Predators. The Czech Republic said, hey, we're not going to let your Russian players come. And the GM, Mike Greer, said, that's cool. None of the team is coming if you're not going to let our Russian players in. And so they let the Sharks in, which I thought was such a great thing for that GM to do. So shout out to Mike Greer of the Sharks. They might be trash, but at least their people in upper management have a backbone.
Yeah.
People are still trying to signal flag by not having Russians on their team. Is that what they're trying to do?
Well, I mean,
little virtue signaling right there. Yeah, that just sounds kind of racist.
It does. It actually...
I mean, it was the Czech Republic. I don't know what it's like.
It's more nationalist than anything.
A little different.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you have anything more for us on hockey, or do you want to join us for a quick advice segment?
I can stay for a quick advice segment. I would like to make a tiny prediction. I think the Golden Knights are going to do really well this year. They have a new coach, Bruce Cassidy. They're off to a 4-1 start. I've got high hopes for them.
His name's Bruce Cassidy?
Bruce Cassidy, yeah.
Not Butch Cassidy.
Man, what parents, could have been?
Yeah, parents are right there.
He had a Sundance Kid nickname right behind him.
Yeah, they're so close.
I will say that's kind of one of the coolest nicknames, I think, in all of the
agreed.
World.
Agreed, Sundance Kid.
Yeah, that's
The Vegas Knights have a total of 8 points to start the season and a win-loss record of 4-2. So, yeah.
Should I hop on the Kings wagon again? Should I be the Kings, or is there a team maybe I should, like, kind of unknown, maybe?
Kings are 3-4. They're right there.
They're right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Because I can't
rough start to the beginning, though.
I don't want to be like, oh, I'm a diehard Kings fan. When I'm just maybe find a team. But if the Kings are I'll be the Kings fan.
Yeah, okay?
Might as well keep with LA.
Stick with the Kings. All right, let's get into this quick advice segment. I know we have a lot of stuff to get to and not a lot of time here. But I thought these were good because we could relate for the most part. So the first one is titled, My Girlfriend's Too Hot for Me.
Good for you.
Oh, this is the guy, Brad. He says, hey, guys, huge fan of the show. Shout out to Brad, to Statman Brad, for being the punch bag. Have you guys ever considered switching his name from Stat Bubble? We got it.
Yeah.
No, we have not, and no, we will not. In any case, I am a pretty average-looking dude. Let me tell you, there's nothing I appreciate about a person more than self-awareness.
Yeah.
So shouts to this guy. I'm average height, average build, average money, and an average Dick Cheney.
Hey, yeah.
This good guy for you. The show. There's really nothing too special about me. For the past 7 months, I've been dating a girl who is anything but average. She is tall, stunning, funny, and has a good job. Guys are constantly hitting on her, and my friends all make fun of me and remind me constantly that I've outkicked my coverage. For the most part, we have a great relationship, but I have my insecurities that she is going to leave me or that she will figure out how average I am. I feel like it is inevitable that she will leave. Should I break up with her before she breaks my heart? Should I just ride this one out and enjoy the ride while it lasts? Thanks, gents. Seriously, think about the nickname for Brad. We will not, but this is a great email. Hold on. We're going to her first.
Yeah.
We're going to our guest.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Did you think about maybe making yourself a better person? You said average job, average body. Go to the gym. You know, get a side hustle. Make her not regret that she picked you. There are things that you can do. Stop being lazy.
That's a great point. You can have a glow up. Your brother did it not too long ago. He got back at the gym, and look at you now.
Try, maybe. Lost some LBs, baby.
Yeah,
you know, helps out the cause.
You're 100% right. You can go get a side hustle. You could go into the gym. You can work on yourself. Brad, you were dying to get in there.
There's nothing wrong with an average build, average money, average anything. If she fell in love with you or she likes you because of your personality, just keep working on that. Keep working on your relationship. You don't need to be this great financial guru. You don't have to be this gorgeous looking guy. If she likes you for your personality, she's going to stay. Now, if she's here for the money, guess what? Her loss.
Well, she wouldn't have been here.
She would not have been there. She's there for your personality. Yeah. She's there for you being you. Stick with her through that.
I would also request that this listener sends us a picture of himself and his girl. We're not going to try to swoop.
No.
I can't speak for Derek. I can promise you I will not try to swoop.
And I will not either.
But again, we cannot speak for Derek.
Yeah, mine is contingent.
Yeah. But I appreciate this because so often the messages we get written about trouble in the relationship or this guy wanting to do this for that girl, there is a lack of self-awareness about one's own attractability, I guess, attractiveness. And in this one, you are very aware, maybe too aware of your lack. But I do like what Aaron said. Go upgrade yourself, Playboy. I think that's all that needs to be said.
And I will add this as well right now. Take it, any guy out there in general, if you ever, the insecurities that you have are going to be your doom.
Yes.
Those will.
Yes.
You have those insecurities, they will definitely come to bite you because you're thinking that, you project that, it's going to come on her as well.
That's what she said.
Thank you. Thank you. That being said, take it as a vote of pride when you're at a bar and all these guys hit on your girl. That should be like,
100%.
My girl is bad.
All these guys
want to talk to her, but you know what? She's coming with me.
Yes.
That should be a vote of pride and you should pimp your girl out there and try to get as many free drinks as possible.
100%.
Do your thing. Be confident. K is confidence in you and in the relationship. If you show that insecurity, it's going to come out of you and it's going to project itself in that relationship and it will be your demise. So do yourself a favor. Take pride in what you got. Take pride in yourself. And as Aaron said, better yourself. Become more prideful of you.
Yes.
K is confidence. Confidence is key.
You wanted to say that so bad, and that was not worthy of you. Be like, I got something good to hear.
Yeah.
Nice try, though, Brad. But still, confidence is key. We don't need to say the way Brad did, okay? We just say calm, cool, and collected. Be confident about yourself and the relationship you have, because apparently you're saying she's a bad one.
Yeah.
Be happy you got a bad one.
Yeah.
Be happy that guys are like, I wish I had that bad one. Yeah, I want people to wish I had what I had, too. Yeah, that's called flattery. Flattery is a nice thing to have.
Agreed.
Most sincerest form of... Wait, what am I trying to say?
I don't know. Imitation.
Imitation. Never mind.
Are you
Stop.
Are you just throwing
breaks?
Cliches.
Breaks are on right now.
Calm,
not
cool,
needed.
Collected. Confidence is key.
Do it right now. All right.
Imitation is.
Some self-awareness here would go a long way.
And I should just shut up right now. Either way.
All right.
Don't be insecure. Have the confidence.
Let's get to the next. The next one here, which, again, a self-aware fella, and this is definitely something that both Derek and I can relate to. So the title is Stolen Bike. Recently, my bike was stolen. Long story short, after a lot of frantic searching, we found it on Craigslist a day later. We arranged to buy it back. A friend and I devised a plan to meet up with this guy and basically punk him for a bike back. Here's the problem. When we go to meet up with the guy, he was much bigger than both my friend and I anticipated. So we paid the full asking price, which was still way less than I got for it with my renter's insurance. Here's my question for all you guys. Does giving this guy money to buy my own bike back make me a giant P word? How would you have handled the situation and how could I have handled it different? Aaron, again, let's start with you and then we'll go around the room here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. Self-aware is great. If you knew you were going to get beaten to a pulp, you probably did the smart thing. And I don't know how much money the bike was, but I get reporting him to the police is probably going to do nothing. So I feel for you, but, you know, saving yourself from a trip to the hospital is not a terrible way to go.
Yeah, no, I'm totally in agreement with you. Here's what all your friends are going to tell you. What they would have done, Just don't listen to them. All your friends are going to say, listen, you were there. You gave this guy an ocular pat down, and you said, ain't no way. This guy is going to whoop my ass. So I am not fighting this guy. I think this is the pertinent move.
That's smart move right there.
Yeah.
That's using your head properly.
Agreed.
Again, know your strengths. Push your limits, but know your limits. Okay? Push them, but know them. And you knew what your limits were. You didn't push them, then you had to. No bike is worthy of getting into the hospital for.
No, 100%.
Trying to get it back.
Yeah.
That being said, I wish you found a way to get it back for free.
I do too.
I wish you did.
Next time, just walk away and be like, you know what? Sorry, dude, in person at least. So you're not giving the man who stole your bike money, but, you know, you felt obligated.
I mean, unless you're like really personally connected to that bike and wanted it back desperately.
Yeah.
That maybe, but.
Well, I would also say, I know snitches get stitches, but maybe this is a situation where you just snitch and you call the cops.
You're like, hey.
And like, hey, I'm going to go pick up my bike at this time. You guys want to hang out around the corner and catch a bike thief?
And I would be down for that because I'd like to get some bike thieves off this planet right now.
Agreed.
Like, they're selfish people right now.
Those people and the people who don't clean up after their dog poops can all go to hell. The worst people ever.
Yeah.
Aaron, as always, excellent. Thank you for being with us, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Thank you.
Aaron. All righty. We ran way too long on the last couple segments, but whatever. We had fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get to the North State update, and then we'll squeeze in as much as we can after that.
Sounds good.
Oh, wait. That's on me. Let's go.
That's what she said.
What?
That's on me.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right. I missed last week, but have no fear. We're back with the North State Update. Going to playoffs here soon for Chico State Soccer. Women's soccer is 8-3-5 after, there we go.
Been a while.
It has been a while. After going 3-1-2 in the last six games, it's been a roller coaster coming into the playoffs, but they've secured a spot in the playoffs. What position they will land in will determine this upcoming week against Humboldt. And right now they're in fourth place. They could drop as low as the sixth spot if Cal Poly Pomona and San Marcos get a victory and Chico State loses. Now going to the men, it's a little bit more complicated. They're currently sitting in fifth place with 14 points, Sonoma State with 13, and Cal State San Marcos with 11. Top six make it in, so currently they are in fifth place. All they have to do is tie or win, and they're in. If they win, they're guaranteed that fifth spot. But again, Sonoma State and Cal State San Marcos are right behind them on the tail, just a few points behind. Again, they're going to be playing against Cal Poly Humboldt. So weird to say. They're going to be playing at Cal Poly Humboldt in Arcata. So check them out on Twitter or on ChicoWildcats.com. Now, going to basketball season is coming up. Women's basketball is going to be playing at San Francisco, University of San Francisco on the 29th. And then again, they'll be playing November 2nd against UNLV.
We're going to D1 schools to start the season?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's what they've been doing every single year.
Oh, yeah. We always played Arizona.
We always played Arizona. Women are actually starting to do it now, which is nice. Usually they played a lot of the bigger D2 schools out of the area. But going to men's, they're playing Cal Berkeley. At Cal, so it'll be fun to see them on November 2nd, and then they'll do the Cougar Classic down in Azusa. They'll be playing Seattle Pacific and Azusa Pacific.
That sounds like a place you need to be, Derek, the Cougar Classic.
So that basketball season's coming up, and they'll be coming up pretty fast. So going to prep football. Last 2 weeks, been a whirlwind. Almond Bowl, Chico PV. PV was victorious 28-14. And then PV comes back and wins 15-0 against Shasta. They're sitting in the number 3 spot with Enterprise and Foothill at 3-0. Now, Enterprise is taking on Foothill upcoming next, so battle of the top teams. And all they have to do is get that number two spot. So, going to Chico, they've had a great start with Red Bluff in league play, but lost to PV and then lost to Foothill 47-7. They'll be playing Shasta this Friday. Pleasant Valley, on the other hand, will be playing Red Bluff, so a little bit of a more cupcake game, so to speak. But again, Enterprise is 3-0, Foothill 3-0, and Pleasant Valley 2-1. So hopefully that last game will be against Foothill, Foothill versus Pleasant Valley. And that'll be an exciting one because it's going to be in Palo Cedro. And that is your North State update.
Very nice. All right.